Welcome to Speak in Flow, the podcast that helps leaders like you unlock the power of your voice, achieve maximum potential and flow through exceptional communication. I'm your host, Melinda Lee, and I am passionate about helping company leaders and their teams master public speaking, pitching with impact, and stepping into their full leadership potential. Thanks for tuning in to the Speak in Flow podcast, which is the top 10% of podcasts worldwide. When you stick around until the end, I have an exclusive gift just for listeners only, something that will immediately help you and your team up-level your communication. Let's dive in. Welcome, dear listeners, to the Speak in Flow podcast, where we dive into unique strategies to help you and your team achieve maximum potential and flow, even when the stakes are high. Today, I am so excited because we have a fascinating topic and something that is on everyone's mind, which is money. And how do we do this? We have the best, one of a very successful leader in this industry. She has over 35 years of experience. She's helped over 6,000 clients. Her name is Chris Miller. She is a legacy wealth strategist and CEO speaker. Hi, Chris. Welcome.
Hey, Melinda. Thanks so much for having me.
I am excited to dive in. And I'm curious, before we get into all the strategies that you can share, strategies that are for the top 1%, tell us, could you tell us how you even got into this whole topic with money?
I sure will. And the beautiful thing is, my goal is to share the secrets of the 1% to the 99. So we're all blessed, right?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So I started out as a paralegal and I was working with an attorney at a senior center, right? And this little widow comes in, she needed a living trust. 1992, okay? And the attorney wanted to charge her $5,000. Mm-hmm. All she had was a car and a house and no money. She left the room. She needed a living trust. She left the room and I said to the attorney, could you give her a deal? And he looked at me cold as ice and said, no. And that was so energetic to me. It pushed me out of there. I left. It was it. Goodbye. And that was what started my business, to be able to make living trust affordable and easy for the average person to get them, because we all need them. Otherwise, everything you have goes into the courts. But it's not just the end of the life document, because as I realized, I took this is like, 35 years ago, I took a $5,000 living trust and I gave it away for $199. It broke the market. I give glory to God. So I'm not like, oh, aren't I wonderful? But what happened was that there was, back then, paralegals were like, hey, wait a minute, we're doing all the work, they're getting all the money. So they started to revolt in California, of course, and became independent paralegals and started doing, bankruptcies and divorces and living trusts, not under the supervision of attorneys, which they didn't need at the time. So the state bar came after and they created a designation called LDA because they wanted their CE credits and their more fees for licenses. So they made a designation. I have a picture ID with the state bar to do what we do, which is an independent document preparation service. So we have literally prepared over 6,100 and something, because we stopped counting, living trusts. And thank God, never had a problem. Then something started happening around year 25. Thousands of people are coming to my office and I just saw the pattern. As I said, it wasn't that I'm so brilliant. It was like there was a pattern. What is going on here? People are coming in and they're starting their retirement plan at 50, 60, 70. Like, what? And then, oh, you go to school, you learn how to make money, you get out of school. And what do? You go make money and give it to some guy that gambles it. And then when you get in your third and fourth quarter life, it's a roulette wheel. That's the only thing that people know, is the stock market up and down. And they're living in this fear. Will I outlive my money? which is going to be very highly likely because we're all living longer now, too. And you got to plan for 120, literally, seriously. So that was like, that just shocked me. And then I decided, you know, that I did not want to gamble myself. And I sure did not want to say, hey, Melinda, you need this stock, but I don't want it. I couldn't do that. Two-faced kind of planning. I own what I sell, period. It works. I've done it for 3 decades. And I've never lost one dime. And that is the uniqueness about what I do. You know, the 6,000 people and those that did the money part with me have never lost one dime in any market risk. So I'm leaning on what's called safe money, never losing a dime in the stock market. The younger folks, you guys can get tax-free income for life. Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy amazing.
Wow. And so you teach people how to invest their money on their own with the stocks.
I am not in the stock market. Uh-huh. I teach people how to set up their money and catch the growth of the money in the market, in the indexes, without risk. So I lean on Index Universal Life, mm-hmm. Whole Life, Bank on Yourself, mm-hmm. right? Products that are having a tax-free chassis, like it's a hybrid life insurance, mm-hmm. that where you blow the death benefit up, mm-hmm. and you can live on it. And the money that comes out of there is tax-free. For mm-hmm. an example, I had a client, he was 38. He only put $500 in a month. And mm-hmm. when he retired, he was set to get $80,000 to $100,000 tax-free for life. Mm-hmm. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. I'm not selling products. Uh-huh. I'm selling, you know, showing people
yeah.
how to set themselves up. I work with other companies that do stock market, mm-hmm. but I do not. I'm Got in the it. Safe money. So that's how I can say I've never lost a dime.
Got it. Interesting. And
it's unique because it's not common knowledge. Like if you turn, talking about communication, you turn your cable TV on, the only commercials you'll see is big pharma and big money. You won't see, and big money is about being in stocks, being in the market. That's all people know. They don't know that there are other alternative investments, many more than I can probably elaborate in the show, where you can put your money and never lose your principal.
So I have a financial advisor. Can my financial advisor move all of my
your, up there? Your financial advisor has to have a certain kind of license to do what I do. See, I don't have a Series 6. I don't gamble in the stock market. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it's not a one, like I say, everybody's different. So when I do financial fitness strategies, I look at your age, your health, if you have kids, what your goals are, and then we determine what is useful for you. Most financial planners don't like me. Why? Because we're going to roll money out of risk, and that's where they make money. And that was the decision I made. I could have done that. I could have been that kind of a planner. I make money holding your money. I make money moving your money. I make money even when I don't do anything. Mm-hmm. That's they make a lot of money. There are a lot of fees that are inside of there that mm-hmm. when you figure it out, you're not really making what you think you're making. Mm-hmm. And some of those things that you get taxed on. And mm-hmm. what I show people is how to lower their taxes. So what if I come along and say, you know, you could take a little piece of this and roll it into there. They won't particularly like me unless they have that same kind of license. So, you know, mm-hmm. I can show you. And then if you go take it to them, they might not like it because you're going to take their income mm-hmm. from them too. So
right.
that's honest. That's
right.
honest.
Right.
Unless they have many licenses, then they just take all my information and make the money off of it. Right. But they're in a different kind of a planning. And that's what I chose. Melinda, I chose to make less money and have integrity and own what I sell instead of, like, you know, throw darts at stocks in volatility instead of insurances, which are like lower and slower, but you'd be surprised. Like they have what's called equity index annuities. Mm-hmm. Their accumulations are 8 to 14 or 15% mm-hmm. tax deferred.
Mm.
Seriously. And you can set those up as income for life.
Mm.
So when I first learned about it, what got me was not one person lost $1 in an annuity in the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, that got my ear because I really feel like we're in really volatile times.
Right.
I mean, it's been talked about for in, you know, prophecy for many, many, you know, decades, centuries, whatever, right? It's not brand new conversation. And that right. has always been on my mind. I don't want to be working this hard and then look over like 2008 and lose 20, 40, 60%, like I know a lot of people did, and have clients or people that want to be clients come in crying about losing their pension. You know, in my generation, boomer generations are going, oh, that's great. In 2008, they lost 40% of their IRA or their 401k. And a lot of them are working at 70 and 80, 90, mm-hmm. right? My daddy worked till he was 91.
Right. What is the conversation that I need to ask myself? For example, what are the questions that I would ask myself?
Well, there's three things that you really want to make sure is to set yourself up, and especially being younger, that you're planning for a third and fourth quarter. And there's a weird thing with age. Okay, we talked about this earlier before we got on. Well, like when you're 20 and 30, it's hard to imagine what it's like 40 and 50.
Yes.
Then when
yeah.
you get to 50, let alone 60 or 70, hey, what about 80 and 90? So having that experience of all those decades,
yeah.
each decade has a special thing that nobody is taught about.
Right.
So the things that you want to make sure that you have is you want to set yourself up for income for life, tax-free. Why? Well, you're not going to always be working. You want to set yourself up for life without work. Or your give back period. I encourage people, you know, midlife to take what they've done, like I did with my business, and repurpose it as, how can I use this gift to help people, right? And then you get the joy of living your legacy while you're alive instead of waiting till you cross over, right?
Right, right. And I agree.
Three things that I've seen in thousands of people they don't have. And I don't care if they're multimillionaires. In fact, I had one client, he had $44 million in real estate, mm-hmm. only a couple hundred thousand in money, and no living trust, right?
Wow.
Cuckoo. But it wasn't his fault. He did good, but he wasn't taught. And so there's no judgment on anybody,
right.
whatever you have or you don't have. This is schoolroom earth, right? So we're on our journey. But you want to make sure, one, you have income you'll never outlive. Two, you want to make sure you have the right legal documents, the living trust. You have minor children. This is really hard for us, like when you're, you know, in your 30s or 20s.
Why are we thinking about this? Yeah.
You know, right? And you have kids and mom and dad got to dinner and don't come back.
Yeah.
Which happens a lot these days in this weird world we're in. Who's going to take care of the kids?
How do we have those conversations, right?
We make them fun. That's why my company is called Healthy Money, Happy Life. Not that money is going to bring you joy, because joy comes from the heart and the love with each other, right? And the spirit, right? But the money, when it's safe, it brings happiness because you're not worrying about it. I'm not worrying that I'm going to lose my money in the stock market. Right. And so I show people how to shift the conversation as empowering. And sometimes people are like scared to talk to their partner about it. Right. But when you do, it brings you closer because it's reality. You know, what happens if we have I'm in California, we have an earthquake or fires. I have a to-go bag. I have my 911 bag. Right? For emergencies. You got to do that with your money. You got to have your cash flow set up. You got to get out of debt. You got to make sure you got plenty of cash for 1 to 2 years. it shocks me when I see people like they got all their money in their business or maybe their 401k and no rainy day money. Hello.
Right.
And that's basic. And then you want to make sure you're protected from catastrophic illness. Now, this is really hard. I don't think I've talked about it for years, but I don't think I got hit as hard as my family. And I have to take deep breaths with it because there's so much grief and emotion with it. But my family empowered me to share it. And that's why I'm so passionate, because my mommy came up to me one day and she had this paper in her hand and I'm looking at her and she got the tears in her eyes. I go, "Mom, what?" She goes, "Honey, share this with your clients." Mm. And I looked at it. It was a bill for Stanford Hospital, 2010. 5 days of chemo. That's how much it was. $90,000. She had five days every month. Okay. $1 million is not a lot of money, especially if you think you're going to self-insure, which a lot of people do, is like, "Oh, I have $1 million. I can self-insure." Mm-mm. My parents went through millions of dollars. In fact, my daddy says, "Honey, you're going to inherit $1 million." And thank God I didn't count on it. I said, "Dad, I just want you. I'm not counting on your money." And, you know, we were really close. And then a few years later, he said, "Honey, you might get something," because they went through it all. And I'm so glad they had it, because they didn't have long-term care insurance, because you want to stay in your home. You don't want to go to a nursing home. They're set up to, you know, dissolve you faster. You know, people die faster in nursing homes, just say. It's better to be in your own home with your family. And there are ways that I set people's legacies up, their living legacies up, with these income streams that I'm talking about, the tax-free ones, is that you can literally use the death benefit, come out tax-free, have enough money to pay for care in your own home, and you manage it. You hire your kids or your friends or your family to take care of you in your own home. And that's what I did for my mom and dad. Literally set them up so they could be in their own home. My mom went through 10 years of chemo. She wanted to live so bad, and with, you know, lots of prayers, and, you know, the doctor said to her, "You only got a year." So don't believe your doctor, really. I mean, she really was amazing.
Oh, go mom. Really. Sounds like you have amazing parents.
Very amazing. My daddy, he was a genius, and Einstein was one of his teachers at Caltech. He was born in 1919. And he was just a brilliant man, and we're writing his book too. And and this is the story of the family. It'll never happen to me. We all have this, like, everybody else is going to die but me kind of thing.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
And my dad had never been sick, but he had a bad knee and he fell off a curb, went to the hospital, broke his femur bone at 92. And got pneumonia. And then the doctor came up and said, "Hey, you know, your dad only has a few days." And I looked at her and I said, "You are not God." And I took my dad out of that doctor's office. He went another 6 years.
Wow.
He had the will to live too. He wanted to get to 100. He had a goal. 90.
Oh.
He went to 96.5.
Wow.
Yeah. But we kept him at home.
Uh-huh.
And his care... So my mom's care was $15,000 a month. Okay. No, 2010. My dad's care, I was like, he didn't have long-term care. I had to come up with, barely had enough left after my mom. So what I did was I found CNA, FBI approved help from Tonga and Samoa, beautiful women that if he fell, they could pick him up. And that was still $70,000 a year. Thank God he had it right to the very end, so we could keep him, his dignity, keep him at home. I flew up every month to visit him, and that worked out well. But wait, there's more. And then I had another sibling, which this is the one that's a little bit closer, and just in the last year or so, was... never been sick, just like my daddy. yoga, vegetarian, right? And I swam every day. Boom, something happened. No long-term care. Now, what are you going to do if your sibling, your brother, your sister gets ill? Mm-hmm. And they have no money, right? You got to help them. That's where we come from. That's where I come from. So I had to kind of shut my business down and become a part-time caregiver and figure out help for that family member. Wow. And I, you know, that's the propulsion of why I'm so passionate, why you want to start this ahead of time. Because if you start it ahead of time, you know, you don't have to pay all those horrible fees and amounts when you're older, when it's right. over, right?
Right.
I know that's a gulp, right?
Well, I mean, it should be done soon. Did you say that's a goal?
I it should be done yesterday. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Right. Not a goal in the future. It's right. It's now, money now. Right.
Right. Right. Right. Because you just don't know what's gonna happen.
I just said gulp. Like that's
gulp. You know, okay, like, got it. Whoa. Oh, gulp. Got it. A yeah, big gulp. Yeah. Right. 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 Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're so what a family network that you have, and to pick up, like you said, it could be to like we think, oh, that's not going to happen to me. And so thank you so much for sharing that story, because yeah. yes. we think maybe it won't happen to me, but then when you said my sister and my brother, and I really think about them, and it's true, right? You just don't know, because we're still young, relatively young. They're younger than I am, but you just never know.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've noticed it, younger people all of a sudden are just falling over, right? Yeah. A lot of, you know, in sports or wherever. So it's not guaranteed. Nothing is guaranteed. We have to stay prepared.
So what are the steps to just begin? Because it seems overwhelming. It seems there's so much to learn in this area, and we're just barely scratching the surface. I'm busy, like a lot you mentioned earlier, most of us don't have time to think about this. We're just trying to survive.
And exactly.
So like, how do we, because if you have, I feel like my financial advisor should be helping me with this. So how do you like think about working with a financial, I think most people have financial advisors. Maybe they don't, I'm not sure, but
some
then
do, some don't.
Some do, some don't, I think.
Or haven't got rid of them.
And but the people that you work with primarily most likely do. They start off
primarily,
with,
but a lot of them have gotten you know, like, what happened? You know, you didn't even pay attention to me in 2008. Let me know something was going on. They just wait till the crash happens, and then they come back and move you again. There isn't a big proactiveness, right?
Yeah. How do we like work with the financial advisor? Like maybe, because it would be challenging for me to like, okay, let's just move it all over.
No, you don't want to move it all over. That's what I provide for people is a financial fitness strategy session.
Right.
So I get on and say, ask your age, your health, your wealth, your goals. Do you have kids? And then I show you, you know, I go out and research, and then we come back in a Zoom and I give you your own personal class. Mm. And I say, oh, this is what you would need for your age to accomplish this, to create income you'll never outlive, or protect your kids or protect your family. All of that. Then I give you the class. Mm. Then I send it to you. I give it to you. And then you review it, and then we come back with questions and go from there. And then it makes sense, because part of what I've seen so much in the planning is having thousands of people come to the office, and then I'll go, where's your IRA? Where's your 401k? And they'll go, oh, it's it. And they give a name of a big company or something. Oh, and they're so impressed by the name of this big brokerage firm, but they don't know where it is. And I go, okay, but where is it? Well, it's in an IRA. Where is it invested? They don't know, and they're embarrassed. And that's not my goal. It is to empower people. I want you to know what's going on with your money, so that if I wasn't around, someone will walk up and you can say, hey, I am here. This is what's going on. I'm in control. You don't have to be dependent. That's what I like to do, is put people so they're in control of their own money. You're managing your money and your broker if you still work with one, right? And there's great combinations that I've worked with people that have planners that love their planner, and they keep some of, they realize they have risk and they realize they want safe money. So I show them the alternative investments that they can balance out the risk and realize you're gambling. Just realize that, and how much of that do you want to do? And so it's not like I'm competing. I'm already better by my track record. You know, I'm not experimenting anymore. I've tried and proven it. So, and how do people learn how to do this? Here's one for you. I was a speaker in Washington, D.C. at their financial officers. I mean, these are the guys that handle the billions and trillions of dollars, kind of, you know, really intense kind of group of people. And I'm giving one of my Create Income You'll Never Outlive seminar workshops. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And at the end, I go, how many of you are ready for retirement? And I say pre-retirement, plan retirement early from my book. And it was crickets. And I looked around. It was like 2% of people raised their hand. Mm-hmm. And the director standing right there, you know, big old, he was bigger than me, big old guy, you know. And I looked at him and I thought I was cute, right? Giving this joke, right? Government sense. Like I said, well, you're the government. You're supposed to have all that together. And he looked at me like, really tough. Uh-huh. We're busy taking care of other people's money. Uh-huh. Boom. That's us. We're busy living our life. Just like you said, we're busy doing our business. We're raising our kids, blah, 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 blah. Right? That's everything right there. And so he suggested something I thought that was very cool. It's called take a retirement planning holiday. What meaning? Take time out of your life, even if it's just an hour on Sunday, or even if it's you're doing your dishes, turn on the YouTube, watch some of my videos. I actually saw the need of this so much that I created a program, an online program called Create Income You'll Never Outlive. So I've got like 50 videos, 1 minute videos, 3 minute videos. What's an annuity? What's an IUL? What's whole life? What's this? What's that? What's a trust? What's a power of attorney? And boom, boom, boom. And you can catch up. And that gives you the brain cells to understand the money conversation, to make the right decisions for your unique family.
Love it. Love it. Love it. I love that. Yeah, no, that's so true. Because then we feel empowered. Then, like you said, we could make decisions. Because it can be so confusing. They're throwing all these terms at, you know, and then it's like, what do we do? And then there's a lot of moving parts, especially if even if something we were to do was right before. And then now in today's world and economy, it might not be the same. It might not be the, you know, we need to adjust. So, yeah.
Exactly. Like the big, beautiful bill that they just passed, that all the different changes and things with taxes and all the different plannings are changing different. And it's constantly doing that. These guys are up in the middle of the night changing things, right? Well, laws go. But the things that I talk about are really basic. They're like the core of really won't matter what president is there.
No matter what economy.
Right.
Yeah, got it. So what, I love that, Chris. Thank you. I just love your passion and your heart in this too. I can really, you know, sense that you care about your clients and
I do.
And because you have had a story and your whole family, it has been impacted by this. And so thank you so much before we end, if you know, this conversation was magnificent and there's so many nuggets in there, but if there is nothing else that they took away, what is the one key golden takeaway that you want the clients or the audience to remember?
Well, the golden takeaway that it helps me get through, you know, day after day, right? When it's so important and I do it all the time is gratitude. And I literally, you know, I force myself because sometimes it gets rough, right? To keep up, to keep light, to keep in the spirit, right? Is that I just thank God for 5 things I'm grateful for before I get out of bed. Even if I'm having a hard time, I'm, you know, I got a bed, I got food, I got life, I got breath, my body works, right? Beautiful. And I have a beautiful family. And then you go on, right? And
well, you just upped the game for me because I do 3 and I thought 3 was a lot. You just said 5.
In the morning and the night.
Wow.
So before I go to bed, I tried it. What, you know, think of like, oh, I'm so thankful to meet Melinda and be able to talk in a flow with her. And right. And that'll be one of my gratitudes.
Thank you. Me
and
too.
It really helps. Yeah. For sure.
Yes, it really does. Well, thank you so much. 5 gratitudes a day. And even with money too, like what I think that brings in some flow with money and opening up our receiving the money and also generosity with money, because we're so grateful for things versus
being
in that, like, oh, I don't have this. I don't have that. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. In the morning and the night.
Okay, Chris. You just challenged me to that.
I
will do that. And so if there's somebody out there that I know that we're all like trying our best to do, you know, our due diligence with our money. And if they some need additional support beyond this, like what is the best way to get in contact with you to get that free strategy?
Thank you. Several ways. One, you could just call my office at 951-926-4158. You can also hop on my calendar at meetwithchrismeller.com. That's Chris with a K, and put this podcast in there to refer to that. And you can send me an email at Chris, K-R-I-S, at healthymoneyhappylife.com.
Love it. Healthy money, happy life. Go ahead.
Oh, one more. And if you're interested in the online program, you can go to the website called Start Create Income Now. And that'll get you in the queue to talk to me about that too.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Chris, for your generosity, your gratitude, your positive spirit, and your expertise today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you too.
Thank you. And thank you, audience, for being here. And I trust that you got your golden takeaway. And if not, reach out to Chris, get some additional help and support. And until I see you next time, I'm your sister in flow. May prosperity flow to you and through you always. Take care. Bye-bye.
See ya.
That's a wrap on today's Speak and Flow podcast. I hope that you gained valuable insights to help you communicate with more clarity, connection, and confidence. Before you go, let me ask you this. Can your team communicate your founder story in a way that strengthens relationships and builds your company brand? If not, I've got a tool for you. Introducing, it's an AI founder story creator. This is a tool to help you craft a compelling story instantly that you can share with your team, and therefore your team can share with lots of people, building your brand. Grab this tool. In addition to creating immediately your founder story, you're also going to get one-on-one coaching with me so that we can continue to refine the story so that it's in alignment with your company messaging. Click on the link in the show notes, grab it today, and until next time, keep leading with confidence and courage.